Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Hey,
hump day.
What time are you going to get the Johnny Pod up today? We did a great Johnny Mosley podcast yesterday. You can follow him at Johnny Mosley Pod.
Very soon. She should be up before 10 o'clock.
All right. Perfect. His weekly workout is already up. Get your glutes. Get your black diamond glutes, Vinny.
I'm more interested. You know, I'd really like to hear a little more of that gold medal clanking along into the microphone as he does the show. You know
yes.
how some people with jewelry, you'll hear it. You'll
jangling.
Hear the,
sure.
The
absolutely.
Ring, or you'll hear someone's bracelet. We should definitely be hearing the gold medals. The medals, are they both gold?
He
or
only
did
has
he
one.
Get like a silver?
No, he got fourth place the year that he tried the trick. He didn't medal because
the sushi roll.
The dinner roll.
Dinner roll.
Dinner roll, right.
They didn't know how to judge it. No one had ever done it before, and he wound up breaking.
No medal that year, and
no
then
medal
gold
that year.
The next time. Got
I think
it.
He got gold the first time and then tried the trick. I don't remember the order that it went
when
in.
What are you talking about? You talk to him about his time in the Olympics
every day. I
don't
listen to him. He just, you know, tells his stories. I file my nails, you know.
Anyway, I would like to hear the jewelry clanking into the microphone, number one. Number two, we went off on emojis, and I never told you the number one emoji in the dating scene is the meh.
I don't know. Could we do that?
Meh. So here we are thinking it's you know, chaunch reference with the old eggplant or the butt cheek reference with the peach. Mm-hmm. It turns out it's this one. I don't know.
Nobody knows.
That's the number one emoji on the dating scene.
Well, really, everything really is up in the air these days. I don't know. Can you meet me?
I use that emoji in my everyday life.
Oh, my God.
You do?
It all the time. It's in my Instagram bio.
What's it in reference to
I
what?
Don't know.
I just always do.
Is somebody on your other iPad, Sarah? Somebody's trying to get into this waiting room. I'm just going to let him in at this Zoom. I'm not sure what's happening here.
Who is it?
Dear. I don't
is
know.
Is it Johnny Mosley?
Is it Johnny Mosley?
No, up to something.
No,
he's so
I'm not
bad
doing this.
At making things seem natural.
I'm not doing this on purpose. It just popped up, and I'm asking you a question. So, is that somebody
not
in your house, or is that Johnny accidentally butt dialing our Zoom?
I think he's butt dialing our Zoom.
All right. Well. Okay.
Well, pull him up.
I let him in,
he's,
and
he's
I just
in.
It's up to him. It's up to him.
Oh,
what are you doing? Hold on. Let me get this.
I did not realize you guys were still on the air.
We were just talking about you.
We
your
were
ears
just
must have been.
It's so
is it ringing
funny.
Or burning? How is that?
Can't hear you guys.
Why can't you hear us?
I think it's because your dongles, guys.
I put my dongle in, but I don't think it's that. I think Bryn has to put something
so
up
weird.
On his board.
Let me try this.
Yeah.
Wait. So
audio.
Sarah, you knew this was happening then?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You put
absolutely.
Your dongle in.
I just reached up and put my dongle in because I didn't want to be the one feeding back.
Right. This is so random.
Totally.
I can't get ready in time, so I'm not going to be able to talk to him.
No, you're
can you
fine.
Guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Echoing, though.
Can you hear me?
No? I hear you. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's weird. I got to leave.
All right. Don't worry about it.
Why does he have to leave? He left?
He left because he wasn't set up for it. I have no idea what's going on with Johnny.
Well, there's some promotion. The Johnny Mosley Pod happens more smoothly when it's prepared to happen.
That's just a demonstration of his technological prowess right there.
That was totally coincidental.
Yeah. It was completely coincidental.
Totally coincidental.
I guess it was a pocket dial or something.
Is he trying to get back in here?
Yeah,
all right.
Funny.
I don't know what's happening. Hi, Johnny.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't hear you. Yeah, I think you got me shut up.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, we can hear you. We hear you. While he works that out, maybe we could hear what some of the people are saying.
Yeah, I think Vinny just jumped out.
Vinny just jumped out.
Well, I left the meeting because I think I'm the reason it's feeding back.
Mm. Yeah,
that's the whole reason you guys tell me to put in the dongle, but I don't have one.
Well, you can do the don't join audio. Oh, now you can hear us.
Don't join audio. That's right.
That was on you guys. That was on you guys.
Yeah, there was a glitch.
Okay, good.
We were prepared for this whole meeting here. Sorry.
Which is totally ironic because the whole reason I've chimed in was to test some audio issues. I just totally forgot you guys were still on the air. But I tell you what, it's great to see DeJesus.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
Well played.
All right, well.
And Vinny. And
I'm
Vinny.
Not on.
I see way too much of these other guys lately. Where'd Vinny go? I lost Vinny.
Vinny just jumped out. I'm the reason you were having audio trouble. My Zoom meeting was feeding you back.
Got it. You guys are using the free version, so you can only have like 4 people on it?
What? No.
Wow. Why do I feel like I just got pantsed?
No, that's actually on me because I got the version here.
Well, listen, so we're doing a show. We're going to go, but we were just talking about how fun the podcast was yesterday. Bryn's working on getting that up. I posted your weekly workout where you
get
the black diamond.
We all can't wait for the Johnny Mosley Christmas song. When's that happening?
Yes.
Well, we're going to debut it on next week's Johnny Mosley pod. So that'll be the first time. But then on Thursday of next week, I'll play it for you, Vinny, because I want to. You know, we want to make sure that it's the world exclusive on the Johnny Mosley pod. You sounded amazing.
Please.
There's no chance we'll get a live version of it right now.
Oh, do you want to sing him a little bit of it? Do you even remember?
You know,
it goes?
It's funny. I tried to sing it to Malia when I got home last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can do it without your guidance. Without having someone
Jerry
like giving me the
Christmas.
Line first.
Oh, you
like,
lost the melody, or you just forgot the words.
Exactly, the melody. Well, I was reading the words. Even with the words, I was having trouble getting the melody. I do remember a couple lines. It's totally gone.
Yeah, you don't remember. You don't remember any of it. You don't have, this builds the mystery. We're building a mystery here.
This is a really epic tease here.
This is an epic tease for the
totally
awesome.
Jerry Christmas.
Jerry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
All right, get back to work.
Great appearance, okay, Johnny.
Thanks.
Good.
Thank
nice,
you.
A surprise
Thank you.
Appearance from Johnny Mosley, everybody.
Sorry about that disruption, guys.
Yeah, he just, you know, he wanted to test a connection. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you need to test things out. All right, Ben, he's gone. You can jump back in.
And now the texters are like, hey, I sent my Beck's best text in today. I'm really, he's chewing up my time here.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear
our
what,
text
let's
number
hear
is 800-400-3697. Here is some of the stuff you guys sent. Bluetooth symbol meaning equals my mind is blown. LOL. Yeah, it's weird. We've seen that symbol a million times, and suddenly we know it has a background.
Right.
And a meaning to it.
Not just a cool, spiky thing.
Right. Ready Player 2 is awful. I couldn't finish it. Thanks for your review.
Yeah. It's not awful. I didn't think it was awful. It was just, it really needed some serious editing. This guy is, I like the concept. I actually love the ending. I love it.
Hmm.
But it's there was a midpoint in there where I was like, this is so insanely bogged down. I can't take it. It starts fast. It starts good. And then you're just like, come on. Wait
you know,
minute.
Someone that I like him. I like him quite a bit, actually. He's been disappeared from, you know, the entertainment business. But Dennis Leary used to be someone who could be very funny. But also he was so obscure with his references that you really had to be someone who read everything he read in order to understand what the hell he was talking about. So sometimes, that does get, it just becomes like, it's too much, dude. It's way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Just be funny. Good morning, guys. You got to try ZQL, little caplets. I take one of them and it knocks me out pretty good. It's a high dose of melatonin, Sarah.
ZQL?
ZQL. It's NyQuil. mm-hmm. without the cough medicine, apparently.
Well, I don't mind the cough medicine. But it does sound like
even when you're not sick, huh?
Yeah. John buys me the cherry flavor. It's not too bad.
I swear you got to put a health regimen together between you and your mom. And I know you're going to outlive us all, so it's fine. But I swear people are going to look back at that and go, how'd they live through that?
Hey, John, Zequel. You got to get me that. Thank you.
Sarah, you would absolutely love Animal Crossing. Imagine a world where you can interior design all your rooms over and over again and hang out with your squirrel buddies, and you can gift them cute clothes that they'll actually wear. That's Animal Crossing.
Wait, I can what? It's not in the title. Where does it say I can decorate rooms?
You need
Animal Crossing?
It.
I need
None
to
of us
this.
Know what it is, but let's see here. 415 says, imagine an SF-themed casino. Homeless folks on payroll hitting you up for change while you're at the slots. Immersive, am I right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a dour look at the city.
Yeah. Well, the city's not...
Parts of it are very nice.
What it once was.
Yep.
Unfortunately. Let's see here.
Tommy Igo is highly recommending Zequel. He says, get the Walgreens brand, same crap. Half the price.
When I lived in LA, I was having a hard time sleeping, so I used Zequel too.
And?
I knocked out because I was doing what you were doing, which was NyQuil when I wasn't sick.
Oh, now you admit? Now you admit that you were doing all this crap I'm taking and now you're
telling
me?
Well, I don't do it like recently, but yeah, Zequel or melatonin really works.
I find that when I take melatonin tablets, they knock me out and then I wake mm-hmm. up 2 hours later and I'm Same. Wide awake.
Mm-hmm. You know what's weird about melatonin for me, and I don't know if it's just because I'm sensitive, but I actually almost feel hung by this stuff. Like 2 milligrams will make me feel sort of groggy in the morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like it goes through me too fast. Like it knocks me out, and then but man, NyQuil's great. So I'll try the Zequel, but you know, I'm sick of the old standby.
Zequel's the same thing, so you won't really notice difference. You're just going to knock out.
You'll That's start it. Coughing, right. But you won't.
Yeah, I might wake up coughing. I don't want that. I don't mind the cough suppressant. I have woken up coughing before, you know? Have you ever done that? Like, I don't know, you breathe something wrong, you wake up, you're coughing, and you can't stop. And I'm like, well, now I'm wide awake. I guess I better go take some cough medicine.
Oh, Jesus.
That's how it starts.
510 says, Sarah has been on fire. I listened to the show yesterday twice. My husband kept asking in the other room, what's so funny?
What was so funny about yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
I can't even remember a single thing that happened yesterday.
661 says, if you never want to have sex again, wear Crocs. Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Well, I don't, and that's why I wear them. But John still is all up in my business.
That is not the right thing to say. You do. You're that man's sex life. Do him a favor.
I do him a favor all the time. And he does me lots of favors, so I feel...
Once a week!
Yeah, once a week. But I'm very loving. I'm a loving person. I'm affectionate. He just, you know, I can't be too affectionate because if you hug and kiss too much, then they're like, oh, this is going somewhere. And it isn't. So I don't want to, you know, then love them up and then reject them.
You mean then he's like?
You know, them, men. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All the men. All right.
Oh, Jane is saying melatonin gives her anxiety attacks.
Oh. Yeah, I think it, you know...
Really,
I don't dislike it, and it does help me sometimes get some sleep, but I just feel groggy in the morning from it. Not quite hung. I mean, it's been so long since I've been hung that that's a reference I can make without really... I definitely know there's a big difference, but I just feel groggy from it. That's all. Jeremy Newberry should move to South Dakota. No restrictions there, no ICU beds, and 15% COVID plus rate. Right. Yeah, that's one of the problems with his reference that he wants to get out of here because he doesn't like the way California's handled the pandemic.
Yeah, well, have a good
pandemic.
Time wherever you're going. Have a great time.
Wouldn't dying from COVID-19 deprive your child of their childhood more?
Mm-hmm.
The shelter in place is a big hardship, but meant to give everyone a future.
And meant to keep the hospitals at a level that they can operate at.
moving truck issue was going on even before COVID. Friends had to reserve a truck months in advance, and it cost $3,000.
Oh, my God.
I hope to leave the state the same way I came in, a van and a trailer. Yeah, that seems to be a very big trend at the moment. And yet, we'll still have a huge population. It's not like traffic's going to get any better. Right?
Well, maybe it will. Who knows? And a lot of people working from home now, it's working for them. I'm certainly not part of the traffic these days.
I grew up in the city and still love it, but not to live anymore. Too expensive, too dirty, and definitely do not missing walking over someone shooting up at the Civic Center.
Or their poop.
Right. Sarah, I love hometown.
I know, it's so good. It's so, so good. It's just set in this little town in Mississippi. Makes you, and the people seem so nice. I'm like, I wonder what they feel like politically. I wonder if I could live there.
Went to Cha-Cha-Cha for a bachelorette party. Puke was pink that night.
Oh.
925 says, the sangria at Cha-Cha-Cha is the best.
And it comes up pink, everybody.
It's delicious.
Good morning, radio family. Can you please wish intern Anthony a happy 22nd birthday? I wish I could send breakfast burritos to the show again today. Love, Mom.
Oh, Anthony.
Anthony.
Happy birthday, Anthony.
Our poor interns who don't have an internship anymore.
For now.
For now.
Cha-cha-cha. I also got accidentally blitzed on sangria there back in the day. Fun times.
It is an accident, for sure. You don't realize it's happening.
Right.
You think you got alcohol's number right up until you don't.
It's so funny how many people wrote in about that, like, brief reference of something I experienced. Because I never drank sangria. That just isn't something I do. But
you weren't a wine guy in general, right?
Right.
I mean, that's...
I was just there with friends, and we were just partying, and then it turns out sangria is a whole thing. let's see here. They are doing schools around Boise, Idaho. Also, almost no restrictions, mask shutdowns. I have a friend that moved from the East Bay there this past summer. Yeah, you know what they also just had happen? And I wish I had the story in front of me, because I'm about to quote something that I'll probably misquote. They're saying they were looking into doing mandatory masks in Boise, and it was, or in somewhere in Idaho, and I don't know if it was the state or one of the big cities. Some of those militias were showing up at the city council members' houses. And one lady said, I have to leave because people have showed up at my house and are banging on the door and my kids alone.
Yeah, this is...
how's that?
This is the silliest, stupidest thing to be anti I've ever heard of in my life. And by the way, you know, at your house, you don't have to... I don't even know what to say about these things. Like, I don't know how this turned into a political thing where it's us against them. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Put your effing mask on, protect yourself, and protect other people. It's easy. It's easy. It would have been over if the people in charge had mandated a shutdown and mask wearing from the very beginning. This thing could have been over in a month. You can blame all the hardships you're having right now on the way this thing was handled, because it could have been handled. It wasn't handled.
Yep.
Thank you,
Brent. Let's see here.
Thanks for the little yup there. I appreciate it.
415. Love hearing about your vacation planning for summer. Nice to have something to hope for. I'm hoping I can pay my rent in January.
Yeah, everybody's affected by this on all different levels and to many different degrees.
I can't wait to see my family. My kids haven't seen their grandparents in over a year. Next June will be 2 years. Whoa.
Yeah, I think I last saw my parents Christmas of last year. I don't think I saw them since then. I couldn't have. How could I have, right? 3 months later, we were in lockdown. Man, it's unbelievable how long this has been going on.
I already read that one. The Dan and Dave campaign flopped out when one of them didn't even qualify for the Olympics. I think that's the way that went down.
Like, famous for not making it.
They had this whole thing planned around these dudes being the big deal at the Olympics, and one of them didn't get in.
Thing.
Well,
he ruined everything.
It's not easy.
It isn't. That's the thing about the Olympics. High level.
Is Nicole huge yawning back in the studio with the breakdancing conversation? Nicole?
No, I was watching. I was watching the clip that Bryn was playing.
Oh, well, crazy legs.
Yeah. A lot of kids in my high school did that, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it was still lingering, mm-hmm. even in your day, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Nicole?
Yeah.
Have you ever breakdanced?
No.
Have you ever done the wave from your one hand mm-hmm. through your shoulders?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing it right now.
Yeah.
And tapped someone else and made them do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have done it.
Yeah, I've done it I did it at sport games. I'm not talking about the ones where you like go like that. Like I don't know why.
Like that.
You know.
Nobody sees you.
I don't see you. I had to get out of our
own thing. You just raise your hand.
What about the robot? You do the robot?
I just do this. With the hand down like that. That's it. Sorry, Ben, you can't see.
I can't.
Yeah, you're missing all.
Although, you know what? Your post yesterday of you doing Selena in front of the TV is as
now
good as
a that was an all-time. That's on the Alice973 Instagram. You want to see a little girl rocking the F out to Selena? We got that for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank God there's no video footage.
Oh, you mean I wish there was video footage?
No.
Hello? Vinny, it's time.
Bye.
See you in a minute.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's a lovely day out there. Guys, I can't wait to see you. A couple hours from now, we're going to be hanging out from a few feet away from each other. I'll be feasting my eyes on you people.
Here's a text, 415 says, police officer here. Can't you tell us why you're moving out of the offices? Is there a new broadcast center?
Oh, well, I guess they think by the time we get back into the office, we'll have new office space. So
yeah, there was a planned move having nothing to do with the pandemic.
Right.
And then things have gotten weird. Yeah,
very.
And right now it looks like, we won't ever be back in that building. We plan to be gone from that building for another year, right?
I believe so. And nobody but me, I just go in and grabbing some stuff because I haven't been back since we left and we all thought we were just going to be there for a while, be home for a while and then be back. And turns out it's been a long while. You're actually going in to upgrade your the equipment that you're using to broadcast from. And Bryn is there to help facilitate that. And mm-hmm. I'm going to go in and just load up a couple boxes with some stuff I've got at the office and, you know, to make the move a little easier for me later on. That's all. I want to see
sitting,
you guys.
The thing sitting in my wife's office is gigantic. So, we've sort of gotten used to it at this point. But when it's gone, it's going to be like, oh, my God.
And so many less, fewer wires.
Yes.
And just,
it's
like,
going to be really
everywhere.
Nice to not have this
one
this
little
giant
thing that you plug in.
Right.
That'll be great. I know. Think of all those. You guys can build a PlayStation area in there or something.
Well,
for the children.
A giant, big, black, square eyesore.
Ooh,
so it'll be nice to
You're going to have a new backdrop.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get the Alice at 973 back. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be
That's
great.
One of the things.
That's going to be fun. I'm sick of looking at that corner that that you sit in.
What do you mean? This guy got an on-air light and everything.
I can't really read that. It's exciting. I'm just really excited to see you guys. I don't have to go in. I just want to see you. I know we're all going to be in one place. It's going to be amazing. All right. So listen, have a great day. Enjoy your day. It's lovely out. If you can go out and take a walk in the brisk fall air, you should do so. And we'll check you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.